Have you ever heard those whispers, about children born with these extraordinary gifts, a real deep sense of purpose, almost like they're not quite from here? We're going deep today into this really fascinating, sometimes perplexing idea known as indigo children.
Right, the term that really caught fire sort of back in the 1970s, and it hasn't really gone away. Still very intriguing to many.
Exactly. So today, here on the Deep Dive, we're really digging into these individuals. All our insights, just so you know, are drawn straight from the material provided by Ask Mystic Investigations.
Good source for this kind of topic.
Yeah, and our mission really is to unpack their supposed origins, the unique abilities people say they have, and the pretty remarkable mission they're thought to be on.
And also how they fit into the bigger picture, right? Like
Yeah.
spiritual evolution and that other term you hear a lot, star seeds. We need to clarify that relationship.
Absolutely, crucial distinction. So yeah, get ready to kind of stretch your understanding of human potential
Yeah.
and maybe cosmic connections too.
It's definitely a journey that takes us, beyond the everyday understanding. We're touching on paranormal metaphysical ideas here.
For sure.
And from the perspective of these sources, we're not just talking about kids with, say, unusual psychological profiles. Not at all. They're seen as, well, the term used is starborn emissaries of higher consciousness.
Wow, okay. Emissaries.
Yeah, individuals believed to be here, incarnated, specifically to help uplift Earth's vibrational frequency, basically to raise the energetic state of consciousness on the planet.
That really sets an intriguing stage.
Yeah.
So, where did this whole idea kick off, the Indigo Children concept?
Well, the material from Ask Mystic Investigations points to the initial descriptions coming from parapsychologists and clairvoyants, people sensitive to these things.
Okay, sensitives. And what did they report seeing?
The very specific thing, this deep indigo-colored aura surrounding their gifted souls. That's the key. This really vibrant blue-violet hue in their energy field.
Right, hence the name indigo. It's literally their energetic signature.
Exactly. That's where it comes from.
And what's also compelling, you mentioned this idea of waves. They don't just appear randomly.
That's what the psychics and mediums suggest, yeah. They seem to arrive in these distinct waves, almost like a planned deployment, you could say, from a cosmic perspective.
Planned deployment.
Yeah, and each wave, each generation within these waves is said to bring slightly different tools, new insights, maybe even different energetic frequencies, all designed to help guide us, society, through, times of crisis and big transformation, accelerating change.
So it's not just a one-off thing, it's an ongoing presence, evolving.
An ongoing evolving presence in humanity's spiritual journey, according to this view.
That's quite a thought. Okay, so beyond the indigo aura, what really makes them stand out? What are these traits?
Well, the source material lists quite a few extraordinary things. Heightened intuition is a big one, feeling the world intensely.
Right, almost clairvoyant levels.
Sometimes, yeah. It can apparently manifest as actual psychic abilities, things like telepathy.
Mind-to-mind communication.
Yeah, or precognition, knowing things before they happen. Even subtle energy manipulation, maybe affecting their environment energetically.
And these aren't just abstract ideas, are they? The investigators mentioned they saw actual stuff happening.
Apparently so. Paranormal investigators who've reportedly worked with these kids, they've documented some, well, tangible phenomena.
What?
Things like weird electrical interference around them, lights flickering, devices going haywire for no reason. Also, unexplained spiritual encounters, kids talking about interacting with beings you can't see. And maybe the most striking is this spontaneous knowledge they seem to have.
Knowledge of what?
Ancient wisdom, complex stuff, things they just know without being taught. Innate understanding of spiritual or cosmic truths.
Right, here's where it gets really interesting. Imagine a child knowing things they've never been taught. The Sork material has these accounts, like kids talking about Atlantis in detail.
Exactly. Or their intense emotions supposedly causing lights to flicker. It really makes you question everyday reality. And what's consistently highlighted in these sources is how their very presence seems to kind of disrupt traditional systems, like schools or organized religion.
But not because they're trying to be difficult.
No, not out of malice. It's framed more as a natural consequence. These systems, with their rigid rules and maybe outdated ideas, they just feel, the sources say, too limited for their advanced awareness.
Ah, okay. They just see the flaws more clearly.
Yeah, they perceive the inconsistencies, the limitations, as we question things, they challenge things, they look for something more authentic.
Makes sense, given that reported awareness. Okay, let's shift to their origins. Ask Mystic Investigations talks about star origins, right? Cosmic connections.
Deep dive territory here, yeah. The belief outlined is that indigo children are spiritually evolved souls, possibly reincarnated from, well, other places.
Other places like?
Other realms, dimensions, even specific star systems. The Pleiades and Sirius often come up.
Ah, those names pop up a lot in these kinds of discussions. Homes for advanced beings.
That's the idea in many cosmic theories, yeah. So it's not just general spiritual advancement. It's potentially tied to specific star lineages.
And this idea is backed up by experiences the children themselves report.
Mm-hmm. A growing number apparently recount really vivid past life memories, or they describe direct contact with extraterrestrial beings.
Wow.
Some talk about incredibly detailed dreams or visions of other worlds, worlds filled with, you know, advanced tech, peaceful societies, cosmic councils, that kind of imagery.
So where does this knowledge come from?
Well, the paranormal researchers suggest they might carry encoded memories, actually within their DNA.
Encoded memories in their DNA. That sounds like science fiction.
It does, but it's presented as part of their blueprint, like dormant information packets that activate at certain times, unlocking abilities, knowledge, awareness beyond the norm.
Okay, that's a huge concept. But it's not just ours, right? The source mentioned earthly origins, too.
Correct. It's not solely off-world. Some are believed to be reincarnated humans, but genetically engineered humans from past advanced civilizations here on Earth.
Specifically.
Atlantis and Lemuria are mentioned. So ancient Earth connections tying them to these supposed high points of spiritual and technological development adds another layer, doesn't it?
It really does. Multiple potential origins. So beyond where they come from, what about your purpose? They're often called rebels, but with a mission.
Rebels with a divine mission is the phrase used, yeah.
And it's not just random rebellion.
No. The emphasis in the Ask Mystic Investigations material is on their fierce sense of purpose. They do often reject authority, question norms, challenge old structures.
But why?
Because they have this deep inner knowing, apparently, that something deeper and more authentic exists. They feel the current systems aren't serving humanity's best interests. They feel the dissonance.
So the rebellion stems from that knowing.
Precisely. And their marvelous mission, as the spiritual seers and sources put it, is basically to break down corrupt systems and rebuild a more compassionate, spiritually aligned world.
That's a huge task.
It is. They're often described as warriors of light, here to cut through illusion, expose deception, push for authenticity. Their resistance to control isn't seen as a flaw, but as necessary for their role as disruptors, catalysts for change.
Okay, so think of them as spiritual revolutionaries, maybe. Not with picket signs, necessarily, but with this deep inner compass.
Guiding them to forge a different path, yeah. A more ethical, authentic path for humanity. It's a massive undertaking described for these often young souls.
It really is. Which leads to a question, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Oh. What kind of impact do individuals like this, who inherently challenge the status quo, actually have on a society that, let's face it, often values conformity?
Good question. Their very nature seems designed to shake things up.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems their unique energy doesn't just affect society, but their immediate surroundings too. The sources talk about paranormal stuff happening at home.
Yes, paranormal occurrences in the home. Parents apparently report a lot of strange, unexplainable things.
Like?
Objects moving on their own. You know, small things usually.
Oh.
Lights flickering again, that seems common. Or the kids making these uncanny predictions about things before they happen.
And this is stronger when they're younger.
Often, yes. The idea is their abilities are less filtered or shut down by societal conditioning early on. Their energetic output is more raw, less controlled. It can fade or get suppressed later if it's not nurtured.
Right, if they're told it's just imagination or something.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. Some kids talk about invisible companions.
Ah, imaginary friends. Or something more.
Well, spiritualists interpret these not just as imagination, but as actual interdimensional guardians or spirit guides. Non-physical beings helping them out.
Like a support team from another dimension.
Sort of, yeah. An unseen, high-frequency support system operating behind the scenes. That's the interpretation.
That's pretty wild. And there was something about haunted locations, too.
Also quite captivating, yeah. Accounts of indigo children going into supposedly haunted places and actually calming things down. Calming negative entities. Or even communicating with spirits that ignore everyone else.
So they have some kind of influence on other planes, a vibrational harmony.
That's what it suggests, yeah. an ability to perceive, interact, and maybe even positively influence the spiritual realm.
So what does this all mean? Big picture, it feels like more than just individual kids, right? Like a whole new wave of human potential.
That's exactly how the Ask Mystic Investigations material frames it. It connects indigo children to this broader ongoing evolution of human consciousness.
They're like the first wave.
They're often seen as the vanguard, yeah. Coming before two other significant groups you might hear about, Crystal Children and Rainbow Children.
Okay, so there are others, different roles.
That's the metaphysical viewpoint. Each group has distinct energy signatures, distinct spiritual jobs in this grand plan. Indigos pave the way, intense, purpose-driven, warrior-like, challenging the old systems.
You're breaking things down.
Right. Then Crystal Children follow, supposedly embodying a gentler energy, bringing healing, emotional clarity, compassion.
More about building up.
In a way. And then Rainbow Children are seen as representing the culmination, embodying pure joy, unconditional love, already in a state of natural spiritual alignment.
So it's like a sequence, indigo, crystal, rainbow, a progressive shift in consciousness for humanity.
That's how it's presented, a layered shift. Mm. And together, these groups are seen as representing this big move away from just material focus towards something more spiritual, foretelling what the source calls a new earth.
A new earth, that's definitely an ambitious vision, transformative.
It is,
yeah.
A picture of humanity evolving beyond current limits.
Yeah.
But it's important to note, the sources are clear, it's not always easy for these individuals.
Right, you mentioned struggles, what kind of challenges do they face?
The material highlights struggles in a low vibration world. Many apparently deal with depression, anxiety, or they get misdiagnosed. ADHD comes up a lot, other behavioral labels.
And the paranormal researchers see this differently.
Their perspective, as explained in the source, is often that it's energetic discord, a mismatch. You've got these high-frequency souls trying to function in a low-vibration society that doesn't really get them or support their gifts.
So it creates friction, internal conflict, external problems.
Exactly. And their sensitivity, which is core to who they are, makes them really vulnerable. Emotional overload from all the intense energy around them.
That sounds tough.
It is. They can also apparently be susceptible to psychic attacks or energetic interference, whether that's from negative human vibes or, you know, other non-human sources. It's described as a really challenging environment for sensitive, aware beings.
But there's hope, right? If they get the right support.
Definitely a hopeful note, yes. With proper spiritual nurturing, understanding, the right kind of support, they can apparently flourish. Become these powerful healers, leaders, and innovators for a new era.
Really highlights how important recognition and understanding could be.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, this often gets linked with star seeds. People hear both terms. Let's unpack the similarities, but also the key differences.
Good idea, because there's a lot of overlap, which causes confusion sometimes.
Right, so similarities first.
Well, both indigos and star seeds are generally seen as spiritually advanced beings here on Earth with a higher purpose. That's common ground in metaphysical circles.
Both seem to have that heightened intuition, psychic sensitivity.
Yes, often reported. And both tend to express this strong sense of mission, wanting to uplift human consciousness somehow.
And that feeling of not quite fitting in, alienation.
Well, very common for both, yeah. Feeling different, like an outsider. Deep empathy is often mentioned too, and questioning authority, questioning old systems. That Earth is not my true home feeling can be strong in both groups.
So much overlap, I can see why they get conflated. The source even said some see indigos as a type of starseed.
Mm-hmm. Ask Mystic Investigations notes that view, that indigos are basically starseed souls, but specifically ones born with that indigo aura and the particular mission of disruption and challenge to shift the planet's energy.
Okay, but there are distinctions, crucial ones.
Yes. Despite the overlap, the source material draws clear lines, mainly around origin and core mission.
Yeah.
Indigo children are primarily defined by their aura, that indigo color and frequency.
And that aura is linked to specific traits.
Right. Like that fierce sense of justice, the rebellious streak against outdated stuff, the tendency to disrupt systems. Their mission is often seen as more grounded in challenging our institutions, breaking down corruption here, leading that spiritual revolution from within. More of a warrior archetype.
Okay. Focused on earth systems. And starseeds.
Starseeds are fundamentally defined by their believed origin coming from other planets or dimensions. They're seen as carrying cosmic knowledge, memories from their home worlds.
Different roles, too. Not just warriors.
Exactly. Starseeds might be healers, teachers, visionaries, galactic emissaries. A broader range. And crucially, A starseed may or may not have an indigo aura. Their main identifier is the non-Earth soul origin.
And their path is broader.
Generally, yes. More focus on galactic unity,
right.
Earth's overall ascension to higher dimensions, interdimensional harmony. Maybe less about direct confrontation with systems, more about bringing in cosmic consciousness and unity.
Okay, that distinction makes sense. Aura mission versus origin broader roles.
Yeah, and if we connect it back to the bigger picture, understanding these differences helps appreciate the specific flavors of energy, the specific impacts each group is believed to bring, different facets of a larger awakening.
Complementary roles, perhaps?
Perhaps, yeah.
Wow, what an incredible deep dive this has been. Really expansive ideas. We've covered the alleged emergence of indigo children, their unique abilities, those cosmic connections, their sort of rebellious but divine mission.
Mm-hmm. Dismantling old systems. We touched on the paranormal stuff reported around them, too, and their place in that bigger evolution of consciousness.
And crucially, clarifying how they relate to, but are distinct from, starseeds.
Right. Important distinctions.
So this knowledge, whether you look at it through a paranormal lens, a metaphysical one, or just sheer curiosity, it really does challenge our usual understanding, doesn't it?
It pushes boundaries, yeah. Our understanding of human potential, consciousness itself, our place in the cosmos.
Makes you ask bigger questions about being human, about where we might be headed collectively.
Definitely.
And you know, the presence of these extraordinary beings, as described by Ask Mystic Investigations and seen through these esoteric viewpoints, it does suggest we might not be alone in our evolution. It hints at some unseen, maybe perplexing purpose for humanity way down the line.
Leaves you wondering, doesn't it?
It really does. What kind of future might these star-born emissaries truly be preparing us for?